Good afternoon, Soraya. How are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, good. I was just opening Daniel's email.
Yeah, I think it just came through as I was calling you. I was like, just wondering like what was going on because he's bugging me and I don't want to go to him and tell him we need new docs, but then not have like the new docs.
Give me 1 second because I literally just opened as you called.
Okay.
So I can read it. I'm not requiring a CRJ. However, we need to know exactly what is the physical address. What the physical address is, because the mini storage cannot be considered a physical address. Also, we need to know if this is a home-based business, because it was not specified either. Please advise.
I mean, he's a cab driver. Yeah, like I sent the title and the pictures of the cab that he has. So it's not like he has like an office for that. You know, it's just a cab. And then I don't want to make new docs and then have that be still a problem.
Do you know if it's home-based?
I mean, yeah, because I don't think there's no business location. It's just he has the storage unit. That's what's on his tax return as the location is the storage unit.
The thing is that the storage unit can't be an actual location for...
Yeah, I understand. It's just that's what we had on application. That's what we've docked him with other lenders as. That's what's on his tax return. So this is like the first time it's been a problem. Let's see, and that's his billing address.
The address.
So does he want the driver's license? I'm kind of confused. He's just kind of saying some things, but not really telling me what he needs.
Right. I'm just going back and forth with what you were saying to him and he was saying to you. Okay, mm-hmm. So just since it's home-based, send us a new app with the home-based address on it. And then... give me 1 second
because
I don't think you're going to need a COJ probably.
He said no.
Right. Give me a second. Let me go over to Danny really quick. I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry for the confusion. Just send him over the updated address Via email?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to have go ahead.
I was just gonna say, because I'm looking online and stuff too, and everything online, like their Yelp has the same address. I'm looking at pictures, all the cabs are parked there. I just think that I guess can they just be based there? Is that not possible? Because I don't understand why it's on the taxi charter.
If it's a home-based business.
But what if it's not home-based? Because this address, I know it's a storage unit, but like the cabs are there.
Can you find out what it is really? Because we're basically holding that up because we need to know where they're located.
Yeah, but if you guys Google it, it's all online. Everything is just verifies the address as that address. Like if you look Eagle Cab Co, Warrior Cab, everything has it there and pictures of the cabs there. So I just
unit. You know what I mean? The storage unit doesn't belong to that merchant. The storage unit he rents off someone who owns that storage unit. So the storage unit can't be counted as the physical location of the business if the business is actually being ran from home, meaning his day-to-day operation is literally home online and out on the streets. Then I'm going to need an updated app, but at least an updated email with the new home-based address on it.
Okay, let me call him.
The new COJ. Verify first with the merchant where he stands on his location, and just call me back if you want.
Okay. Now, just to ask, because I have a feeling he's going to be confused by this, because like I said, we funded him other places, and we always have looked through all the docs. They all have this address and such, too, and everything he's got says this address. So if he says that it's based here, what would we need?
If it's based in the thing is that it can't be based.
It can't be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless so then owns a storage location, then that's a different story. And then I'm going to have to get a deed. Regardless, if it's home-based, I'm going to need a deed or a mortgage statement as well.
Okay, I think he's going to come back at me and just say it's not home-based, though, because it seems like it's based. Since it's a taxi cab service, it's not really, he operates on the phone, which you could essentially do in a car, you know what I mean? It's not like the operation is going to be out of his home. So I'm just trying to plan for that because that's probably going to be what he says. I'll call him, but if he says, I may come back at you guys and just say that because I'm looking at every picture online, every address online, and it's all linked to the same address. And that's, like I said, we've docked him before with this address too. And I think it's possible that since it's a taxi cab service, that cabs can just be parked there and that's where they're based out of,
Yeah.
Okay. I'll call him. All right, I'll call you back. I'll call him. All right, thanks. Bye.